Dreamscape presents Fighting Chance by Jane Haddam. Narrated by David Colacci. October 30th. It was almost Halloween, and out there in the world of normal, people were putting out jack-o'-lanterns on their front steps and stuffed suits of clothes on their mailboxes. Bennis Hannaford DeMarkin found herself wondering if what she was seeing was even allowed. She'd grown up in Bryn Mawr. They got fussy in Bryn Mawr about lawn signs and unraked leaves and whatever you wanted to call blight. It was early in the day and very bright. The houses sat back behind broad lawns. The light was the kind that made everything seem to have hard edges, including the leaves. Bennis couldn't stop herself from wondering how she had to look. A lot of trouble had been taken to make this part of town look absolutely rural, but it wasn't, really. There were no sidewalks, but there were people. She was driving a tangerine orange car that was not only highly visible, but the wrong kind of car. Her mother used to warn her that it was a bad idea to run away from your background. No matter how hard you tried, you always made a mess of it. That was a long time ago, and Bennis hadn't listened. She'd been too busy running away from her background. The GPS was winking at her, but she didn't need to consult it. She'd been out this way 20 times in the last 4 days. She slowed up as she saw the very low, very small, very discreet sign.